As part of our WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times, we say good morning to Health Department Director Rodney Juan. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing all right today, man. Appreciate your call.
Well, I understand you're going to get a testing center going today.
We're getting the equipment sent today. We should be up and running by Wednesday at 8 a.m., according to their timeline.
Okay, now where's this going to be at?
It will be at the Frankfort High School in the auxiliary gym.
Okay. And free or...
It will be. It'll be free. If folks have private insurance, they're asked to bring it along because they'll take that information just to bill the testing. There's no copay involved for any individual. There's no out-of-pocket expense. If you don't have any insurance, then they will still test you. There's no cost. So,
okay. Now, what exactly is this test going to – can you give me a little brief synopsis of what the test is?
It'll be your regular, I believe they call it a swab, oral or a nasal swab test.
Okay.
So it'll give you your negative or positive. I think they're doing some serial testing as well. They may draw a blood test as well. I'm still getting ready to meet with that team later today to find out exactly what all they're going to do. But they are doing the normal testing. I don't know if they're doing antibody testing or not yet, because again, there's a question of the validity of many of the antibody tests that are out there available right now. So,
okay, now the question becomes for me: what if somebody tests positive there on site? What happens then?
They're going to be told to go home and isolate, and they're going to be told. Now they won't get the results immediately. They're going to get texted or emailed. I would imagine okay. The results are going to take 24 to 48 hours to get processed because it's a lab test. So it'll be sent to a lab each day, and they'll run those as a priority. So that's through the state Department of Health lab. So
okay, all right. And go ahead.
I'm sorry. So once if they are identified as positive, they'll be followed up with the email and a call. Our offices will be notified as well, and we will do that follow up as well to tell them what they need to do next. So,
well, I see we're up to 88 cases now. Of course, I'm almost sure that's directly related to the fact that more people are getting tested.
Well, yes, and that is a dynamic that we're expecting and should be expected anywhere in a general population, that as you increase testing, you're going to see those numbers rise some. And even though our clinic's not up and running yet, we have several that are around in surrounding counties that have been up and running a week ahead. And I think a lot of our folks have been directed to go there, so our numbers are increasing.
Hey, Rodney, what about reopening? We're hearing not the best results coming from, like, the state of Georgia and the country of Germany. Is it just something that the population will just have to be responsible, and it's really up to individual people, right, to keep themselves isolated if they feel bad or wearing masks were proper?
Certainly. Well, and certainly nothing's changed other than everyone's anticipation of wanting to get open. But, and that's understandable. You know, we all have an interest in our own businesses and our own commerce. But a lot of it's going to be key on whether folks wear masks when they're out. And as you say, stay home and or seek medical attention and testing if they're ill. So, and right now, you know, that's still up for grabs as to how well received the wearing of masks are going to be in public. So I only see about 30% of folks wearing them around right now. So,
yeah, I was out a little bit over the weekend too. I would say that's probably about what I saw,
yeah,
about every three out of every 10.
That, yeah.
What about some of these reports we're seeing on a national level, Rodney, about deaths doubling by August? If we're supposed to be in potentially the hopeful home stretch of this, that doesn't sound very good.
Well, that's depends on who you're listening to. Are you following the model and watching what the predictions are from a scientific standpoint, or are you looking at some economic model instead? You know, and unfortunately, from my perception, you know, some of our federal leadership has sort of gone away from that model that they were originally looking at. So, mm-hmm. yeah, those models are continuing to project. They'll continue to adjust according to behaviors as well. So, as you and I just said, if we see more folks out there not wearing masks and congregating in more than numbers of, that are recommended, then that model is going to reflect that. So,
you think we'll see a bunch of people back in the restaurants today with, of course, 50% capacity locally here, Rodney, people ready to get out? We've got a decent weather day, too.
Well, I anticipate there's going to be those who do and are going to come out. I still anticipate that, as we were speaking with folks through Frankfort Main Street, that confidence in your establishment's plan and operations are going to be key for a lot of the folks who are maybe middle of the road and or on the far side of the road, who are maybe someone who's getting up there in age or has an underlying health condition. Then obviously I think that's going to affect their decision to come out right away or not.
Yeah, that's one good important reminder, is that when the governor came out with his five-step reopening plan or five-stage, part of that was that senior citizens still need to remain, you know, very vigilant and careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not gone away.
Right.
And there's you know, no magic aura around restaurants temporarily that will protect you. It's still very, very much a risk. So, yeah, we want to make sure those folks that understand that if they have an underlying condition or are in that age group need to definitely consider, they need to hold off on going out and reengaging right now.
Rodney, I saw a report this morning. Said that the virus can attack more than just certain parts of the body, as we were originally led to believe. What do you know about that?
Well, I haven't seen that report yet.
Oh, okay.
But I do know, as you well know, that it can affect your lung and your heart. So your pulmonary and your heart are going to both be affected if you have a adverse case of this. So I don't doubt that it. There are other things that we don't know yet. I saw this morning they said that there seems to be a link between a certain deficiency in certain vitamins mm-hmm. In people as to those that they're seeing dying more unexpectedly, too. So a lot of new things that we still don't know.
Yeah, basically the one thing I saw they really emphasized was your kidneys. That was the big one this morning.
Okay, and that makes sense. You know, that's something that usually gets attacked when you have an illness. So, so something like that would make sense. So, and again, we're going to find out more when it's all said and done. Hopefully, these academia are going to study this.
Okay. Hey, Rodney. Here at Casper Media, we, like a lot of other businesses and groups and organizations, we're trying to schedule things down the road. In mid to late September, we normally have our senior fair, of course.
Sure.
And Russ wanted me to ask, do you have any insight maybe as to what we should be looking at, not just for Casper Media, but for other businesses as they try to look at events and schedule things 3 or 4 months from now?
Well, obviously the next month or two is going to tell as to how well Clinton County is going to be able to continue to open and expand, and Indiana for that matter. September's a long ways off. I would say because of the senior fair's importance to all the health and well-being of those seniors, that if there's any possibility of being able to continue to schedule and plan it, you know, flu season will be starting about then. I would hope to think that the possibility of masks availability will be greater by that point in time. So I would hope to think we'll know shortly whether that's a good idea in September or not. Here.
Mm-hmm. Rodney, one other thing I wanted to ask you about the clinic. We talked about when and where and everything. What are the hours going to be?
8 a.m. to 8 p.m. is what I'm being told each day, Monday through Friday.
All right.
Should be here for approximately 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
So we're hoping to get as many as needed tested. So if you're symptomatic or you have close contacts with a confirmed COVID positive case and you need to get back to work, or you have close contact with at-risk populations as part of what you do, then you need to try to get out there and get tested. There is a 800 number, 888. 634-1116 that you can call. This is by appointment.
You have to have an appointment for this?
Typically you do. They said they will take walk-ins if they're not real busy, but let's, for the first week or two, let's encourage everyone to try to get an appointment. There is a registration site you can go to online to register as well. It's not as easy to confer to you. It's under the HTTPS /// LHI.care, / COVID testing. Now, either way that they register, they're going to get a patient ID number. They want to hold on to that because that way they can go right in and use that number to get their testing started. No further identification will be needed. So.
Okay.
So hold on to your patient ID number.
Yes, and that's how they'll contact you about results as well.
Rodney Wan with the Health Department. Thanks, man.
Sure. Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for helping us as always, and stay safe out there.